Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start today with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the description, social media. It's so important to say what God says about us because our words direct our life. So go ahead and say with me, say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining me today. However you're streaming, however you're part, I'm so glad that you're starting your day with Faith in the Morning.
I'm telling you, from a person, I should have died when I was a toddler, yet God preserved my life. There was some type of disease. They found my body. They couldn't figure out where it came from, yet God healed me and preserved me. I was certain point degrees away from death, but yet I'm still here 30 some odd years later. I'm a miracle. There's so many things that should have taken me out in my life, yet I'm still here. I'm a miracle. There's so many things that try to take out my family, yet we're still here. We are miracles. So from one miracle to another, don't stop now. Don't quit now. Don't give up now. From one miracle to another, it's time to believe for more miracles. The whole history of this church is a miracle. All the times it should have shut down, all the times it should have closed, all the attacks, all the lies, everything, yet we still here 30 years later. This church is a miracle. So from one miracle to another miracle and a house of miracles, it's time to believe for more miracles. Because He's the God who does miracles. And you're chosen. And you are a miracle. Say, I'm a miracle. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to expect God to come through time and time and time and time again. So when someone shows up, you don't get stressed like, well, if God took care of the last thing, He'll take care of this thing. God, I'm going to roll this over to you, and I'm going to sleep. Because I expect miracles. You need to expect miracles. You do what you know to do. You do your part and you keep moving forward. You keep praying. You keep believing. You keep showing up. Every day you choose hope. Every day you choose expectation. I remember this message from Tim Story over 20 years ago. He said, talk about miracles. You need to go from believing to receiving to expecting to becoming to releasing. Because if I can get you guys just a little bit farther, you won't just be recipients of miracles. You'll be miracle workers. Because God didn't just want to do special miracles in the life of Paul. He wants to do special miracles in your life. He wants to do so many wonderful things that people go, how in the world did that happen? It's like Peter in the book of Acts. He's just walking somewhere, maybe go to the store. And it says, if you got in his shadow, that 3-foot radius around him, you were healed. It didn't say he was praying for anybody. He was just living. And as he lived, miracles happened. Miracles need to become so normal for us, it's like breathing. That wherever we go, miracles take place. Because we're walking with the Spirit of God. We're walking in the light. Someone's elbow was just healed. Miracle. Someone's back was just healed. Necks are being healed right now in this room and online. does miracles. Miracles, signs, and wonders. It shouldn't be optional for us. It should be our normal. Because how you started was a miracle. How you end will be a miracle. So you need to expect miracles all the way. So don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't quit now. God has miracles for you.
Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. We love you so much. God bless.